deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
This station presents Real American Hero.
Real American Hero.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Backdoor Smoking Break Guy.
Mr. Backdoor Smoking Break Guy.
When there's lots of hard work to be done, where can you be found? Out back by the loading dock near the dumpster, giving your lazy butt another butt break.
Welcome to Marlboro Country.
That's right, Mr. Backdoor Smoking Break Guy. Smoke 'em if you got 'em, and you've always got 'em, and you're always smoking 'em.
Hey, boss, I'll be right back.
Snow, rain, freezing cold, or sweltering hot, it doesn't matter to you. You're out there every 10 minutes taking a 9-minute break.
When do you get any work done?
Next time you're at the service counter, unable to get any service because no one's at the counter, walk around back, flick your lighter, and raise it in salute to Mr. Backdoor Smoking Break Guy, a real American hero.
Mr. Backdoor Smoking Break Guy.
Hey, dude, can I bum one? Cool, I mean Winston.
Get ready for the best morning show on any kind of radio. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for Sam and Kara in the morning. Give Sam and Kara a call at 323-203-0815. And now, here are your hosts, Sam and Kara.
Good morning. It's Friday, July 30th. We're back in the studio live after a couple days off. We just got lazy and thought we'd take some time off.
Hey, everybody.
Party. Oh, what a way to start a show. And you really think people want to listen to that?
They do, because I get it. It's called humor. They're not stressing out.
That's not humor. It's not funny to me.
Well, that's only you. But the people that are sitting there behind their cubicles.
Don't decide what people are thinking.
Yeah, well, I am. And they're staple gunning stuff and super gluing things. They're like, man, that's how I feel. I feel like going, screw these staple guns.
Is that how you picture the listeners usually sitting in the office with all
supplies? No, I mean, I just think people are all over the place. But there are some people doing things that they're doing out of necessity.
Right.
And they need an outlet, and they need somebody to scream for them and be like,
yeah, but
you know,
not sound like a retard first thing in the morning.
Did you just say a retard?
Yes.
You should not say that.
Why?
I don't know. So I was glad you guys, and Sam missed me.
I did miss you.
Tell us about that.
Tell you about that?
Tell me. Count the ways.
I missed you.
Oh, you're so sweet. Sam loves me, guys.
Yeah, I love her.
Oh, that's so sweet. Sam loves me.
I can't deal with her. With you not being on the show.
Aw. For those of you guys that don't know, which is nobody, I went to out of town for some kind of like interview thing for a potential gig thing. And we'll just leave it ambiguous.
Mm-hmm.
So it was productive.
So where did you go?
I went to D.C.
D.C.?
Yeah.
Have you been there before?
I didn't. And it was kind of one of those in one night, leave the next day. So you don't really get to see the...
Didn't get to see much, huh?
No, you didn't get to see much. But... But it was interesting, you know. It was interesting. Nothing worth going on and on about that people would like to know about. But
right. What was the weather like up there?
It's very muggy.
Really?
It's very humid and very muggy. Yeah, it was just, you know, I was on the in the hotel room trying to find some good TV shows, you know.
Uh-huh.
Really get geared up for the next day. And everything was so political. I was like, "Relax, people."
Yeah.
Relax.
Well, you are
in
D.C., you know.
I was like, everything was like oil spill. I'm like, "I know about the oil spill, but come on, can't we just watch some Britney Spears or you know, something like that? Let's do something fun."
Yeah. Well, they're looking for heads to roll, so, you know.
I guess, man. I guess. But anyway, so your last 2 days, did you get any relaxation in?
I did. Yeah, I slept in. It was nice.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I stayed up late and got up late, so.
Oh, that's a good combo, huh?
Yeah, there you go. I like working at night when it's quiet, you know, nobody bugs me.
Oh, really?
So I can work, yeah.
That's good. That's like a little vampire.
Although I'm not a night person at all, believe it or not.
But you like working at night because then you don't have to take calls and you don't have to, like, call people back.
Yeah, you know, it's just, you can focus
more.
You're
like the Unabomber worker.
Am I?
Yeah, you're like, okay. I get my shit done. Nobody's going to bother me. That's crazy, man.
Yeah. Oh, well. So your show is tonight, right?
Oh, yeah. Showtime at the Apollo. Uh-huh. Showtime at the Apollo.
Not quite the Apollo, but, you know.
No, it's actually at the Downtown Comedy Club in Los Angeles. Let me give you guys the address. It's 114 West 5th Street. 90013. Mm-hmm. Phone number 213-841-3940.
And if you guys want to see Kira take off her clothes, then that's the way you should go.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I like it, though. That's a good spin to get people to come out.
There you go.
They're going to be so pissed, though, when they're all on. Or maybe they'll be like, we're glad they're on.
Yeah, well, maybe you'll not stand the pressure and take them off.
Ah, just not my thing.
So you brought in a guest this morning, and I'm really pleased to see Tracy McDonald back in the studio.
Tracy McDonald!
Welcome.
Wait, did you miss me too?
I miss you too. I miss you too. I miss everybody, yeah.
Okay,
but you guys especially, yeah.
Oh.
So how have you been, Tracy?
I've been pretty good. I actually have become friends with Kara since the last show.
You have? I know. She told us about it. That's amazing.
We're buddies, in case you guys need a buddy update. Isn't that funny how you gotta... I celebrate friendships, but it is kind of funny in, like, adult world to be like, hey, my newest friend.
Uh-huh. I know. I left her a message yesterday, like, really nice, you know, saying I appreciate you and all this stuff. And then she called me to thank me, and I was like, oh, I sounded like a lesbian.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't like to be mushy. I don't like to be mushy.
Yeah. But that's okay. I mean, when you have friends, you're allowed to say that and feel that.
I don't even know if lesbians are that mushy. Well, some of them
are. They're probably... angry from what I hear.
Yeah.
Or not.
Well, you know, I mean,
who knows?
Yeah, I think being gay is tough, you know, so that's why I think many of them are angry. But obviously it's a generalization, but what the hell, you know?
I mean, the phone calls are going to be coming in. You're going to get in trouble for that.
Yeah, I didn't say it. Sam and Tracy did.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't say
it. No, I was playing.
I shouldn't have said. They're not all angry. They're not all angry.
Whatever. We're playing entertainment. Laugh at yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so funny. What have you been doing, Tracy? So you're going to be on the show tonight too, right?
She's the star.
Yeah, I'm headlining. And I'm actually, I'm really lucky because I seem to be the queen of, you know, a comedian cancels or can't make it and I get gigs at the last minute when most comedians are booked a year in advance.
Right.
I was supposed to play there in May, but I was, you know, I had other shows and then they said a comedian, you know, canceled for... this weekend, so...
Really? So they brought you in to headline.
Yeah, to headline to headline tonight and tomorrow night. And they've changed the time a couple of times, but I'm pretty sure, you know, if you get there a little bit before 8, then you're going to see the whole show.
Really?
Oh, I thought it was at 9.
And Kira comes on only at 8:30, right?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know when I come on. I'm just coming on sometime and do my thing.
Well, either way...
do my striptease and get off the stage.
Yeah.
Striptease.
I don't know. It said it was at 9, and then I saw another time it was saying it was at 8. So I feel bad that I'm a bit confused about that.
Well, it's important to know that, you know? I mean, otherwise we're going to miss both of you.
We should just call him right now on the phone and be like, hey, you're alive on the air. We need to know what's going on.
Not necessarily now.
Yeah, that'd be funny, though. Hey, we need to know. We don't jack around with this shit. What time? We are live on the air.
Okay, I can do that.
Do it. Get him on the lot. Get him on the phone. That's fun. See, this is how we do. This is live.
Maybe we can look it up on the internet or something.
But no, we've already done it, Sam. It's weird. You didn't think we didn't think of the internet before? The World Wide Web?
Uh-huh.
The interweb?
Uh-huh. Okay, wait. I'm going to call them right now.
Okay, uh-huh. put it up to the thing so we can hear it. Like up to the speaker.
Just so you guys know, I have left them a message. I left them a message this week saying, can you guys please pay me in cash?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
don't put them on the air, though. I mean, just kind of talk to them on the phone because they may not want to be on the radio.
So that's
okay, I won't tell them they're on the air then.
You guys are wusses. My gosh, I'd blow it up.
What do you mean you're wusses? Would you want to be on the air if nobody told you?
No, but that's the funny part. We got people listening. They want to hear this shit.
It's not very funny shit. So, Kara... okay, well, we're not hearing much from that, but maybe on the recording they tell you what time it starts.
They better.
I think they're going to tell me.
Okay, cool. Perfect. Fill us in.
All right, Kira. So how was the flight? Was it bumpy at all?
You know, I always have the most interesting flights when I fly in flights.
Yeah.
I sat next to this girl, and she said that she was really cool. But people open up very quickly to me. I think it's like a gift I have. My friends call me like the friend whisperer.
Mm-hmm.
Because people know me in 5 minutes and tell me about how like their dog was killed in a tornado accident and they haven't talked to Aunt Cheryl in like 3 years and they really want to talk about it. And you know, so it always ends up to be very, very, very interesting and intimate. This girl and I are talking, and she's just spilling her whole life story. And I don't mind, because, I mean, it's a long flight. It's 5 hours. But we really kind of hit it off, and she had free drink coupons with Southwest Airlines.
Yeah.
So she hooked me up.
So she shared it with you?
Yeah, I had a couple drinks through it, but it was over 5 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said a couple drinks through it back, listened to her stories. But she's a sweet girl. And then got there, and then on my flight back, I just don't know what it is. I meet these guys that are super attracted to me, mm-hmm. and I'm attracted to them, and they're always married or engaged. Mm. And I mean, I never, ever would ever cross that line. Like, I'm just right. saying, that's not my style. I'm not interested. But I think what happens is men get on the road, they get like flirtatious, and it's adventurous. And it's not necessarily that they would, maybe they would, but mm-hmm. I think that they just want to see if you're into them. But I sat next to this guy. We started talking prior to being on the plane. And we were laughing and joking and stuff, and he had told me he was engaged, and we laughed, but he was totally flirting with me. Mm. And then we're on the plane, and we just had he's actually a really cool guy. We had a really, really great conversation, and he's engaged. And it got a little – it wasn't, like, inappropriate at all, but it was kind of – you know, he really made it known that he was attracted to me.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of like – it's just interesting. It seems like everybody, every guy, the kind of guy I'm attracted to is married up or engaged. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I don't know.
And
it's
what
weird.
Does it say about them when they flirt with you, you know?
I don't know. I
mean,
think
just
that,
think about it. If you were engaged and your guy was flirting with someone,
well,
you'd probably
I mean,
be irritated.
Here's a yeah, I would. Here's the thing. I think that, you know, humans are humans, mm-hmm. and you're not going to not be attracted to people, and you're not going to be a corpse when you get married. It's just what you do with it, right?
Uh-huh.
So, I think a man should not be allowed to have a nice conversation with a woman.
But it's not a nice conversation. You were saying it sort of like went beyond. He made it clear that
it was a 5-hour flight, so we got to know each other, and we were talking about, you know, attraction and things like that. And you know how conversation progresses? It starts and it's an escalation. And so we were just discussing, you know, sexuality and what is sexy and those kind of things, and how you know, that kind of dynamic. And then in light of being engaged, and we actually had a great conversation, because it's a real conversation about mm-hmm. when you do get married and you really do love that person, but how you manage the temptation factor, how you manage saying yes to this person and no to everyone else when you are attracted to people.
Yeah.
So it was kind of in light of a good topic, but it's just I noticed that I'm meeting a lot of, you know, the guys that I'm kind of attracted to are married or engaged.
How can you stand to talk to someone for 5 hours, my God? You know, that's why
I talk to you every day. Cumulatively, just, that comes out to about 5 hours.
Yeah. The show's at 9. Yeah. Sorry to interrupt.
The show is at
9 o'clock.
Good,
tonight.
Then I can make it. I'll be there at 9:30.
Sam Alama Ding Dong, you better be there.
But you need to be there before 9:30.
Why?
I mean, well, Kara's on.
I don't know when I'm on.
What, the first
there's
one?
A host, and then there's Kara. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
maybe you can change it around or something.
Yeah, it's not going to happen, Sam.
No?
Just work it out.
If you come at 9:30, you're going to miss her
I'm doing
and
like
half
a,
of me.
I'm doing a whole like number when I get on there, too. I'm doing like an opening dance.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Well, have a videotape it or something.
Oh, come on. You're like my only dad out here, so you got to show up, and you've got to show up.
Do you believe
up
this, Tracy? I'm a fucking dad.
You better show up and bring a video camera. And paint your face one side blue, one side white with a big number one. And you better be like, I believe in you, baby. I believe in you. I need you to like do this so I can feel good.
Well, it's Los Angeles, so you know, a lot of people that say they'll be like, yeah, I'll be at your gig, and then they're not
there. And then they don't show up. At least I'm being honest about it.
No, at least you're coming is what we're saying. So pack
a
lunch.
Okay.
Pack a lunch. You'll be fine. Cut it short. Whoever has
Why is it so early though?
Early? It's 9 o'clock.
It's early.
I think that's a good time.
Nine's a great time.
I guess you're a
freaking
night
Friday
owl.
Night at 9
well,
o'clock.
Well, some people are busy.
Well, some people are. It's because you're a little Unabomber worker and you like to do it in the middle of the night with your little laser guns and whatever it is. You probably have a crazy face
Shut
mask.
Up, okay.
Probably have a crazy face
no,
mask.
No, but we have shows running. It's not like I can't
well,
be.
Well, tell them, hey, you know Kara, who's on my show, and we're kind of a big deal, and like we're at the top of this. You know, we got our little banner at the top. That girl, it's her show. Okay?
I see.
So
well, anyway, it is at 9, and it's probably going to sell out quickly because it's not a huge club.
Yeah, it's a cool venue though. Anyway, so get there.
Okay.
So Tracy McDonald, everybody. I have to tell you, Tracy. I meant to tell you. I didn't tell you this, but I did share one of your jokes, and I did give you full credit. I said Tracy McDonald, and I was telling them about how you're doing your Hollywood stuff, and you said Lindsay Lohan's.
Lindsay Lohan's new jewelry line is Prison Break.
Uh-huh. that was funny.
I love that one.
And then my latest one is Because I'm doing something called Hollywood Minute for Canadian stations, where I just do 1 minute of topical jokes. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I guess my latest one was, everybody's wondering if, you know, who had a better time in jail, you know, Paris Hilton or Lindsay Lohan. But I think it's Lindsay Lohan, because, you know, Paris isn't a lesbian.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a good point, actually. But I think they put these girls in isolation, though, because, you know, they would get, they would totally get, like, you know,
attacked.
Women raped, however that works, but they'd get, like, you know, I just see pubes flying. I just see, like,
God. Are you allowed to say that?
I'm sorry, but we have. It's a fact of life.
Why are you not allowed to say it? Why?
I don't know. Pubes are weird, but it's a weird word.
Tracy doesn't like it. She was offended.
I just,
Are you offended, Tracy?
No, I'm not offended. I just am surprised.
No, but I just see a really bad throwdown going down. I mean, these girls want to take her down.
Well, actually, they say she's being treated like any other prisoner. That's what they
said.
But
she's in a special being specially confined, I think, because they have to.
They took away her cell phone, which is a big deal.
Mm. I didn't know you're allowed to have a freaking, you know, freaking smartphone.
But everybody's freaking out that they took away her cell phone, so she can't Twitter or whatever.
Mm.
Are you on Twitter? Are you guys on Twitter?
I forget it all the time. I'm on it, but I forget.
Yeah, it's just too much work, Twitter, I think, you know?
You can sync up your Facebook and your Twitter, where when you do a status update, it goes to both, which is really good. But I always forget to go. I have to do mine on Twitter, and then Facebook. I always do it opposite, so it never works.
Mm.
Yeah.
So well, this program
I have 57 followers on Twitter.
Really? You see, that's what I'm saying. Twitter is harder because... people have to find you, you know. It's not like, you know, you're a friend request. People find out about you when you make the request on Facebook.
Yeah.
But on Twitter, it's not like that. I mean, you got to stand out. So what you do is you start following other people, hoping they'll see you and follow you back. And that's too much work.
Mm. Well, I'm following Subway on Twitter. Because I thought it'd be funny.
About?
I thought it would be hilarious. Uh-huh. And it's like somebody that works at Subway and it says, you know, I can't believe this bitch wants more tomatoes. And it's like, here comes Jared again. What was the other one? If I have to say welcome to Subway one more time.
Yeah, Subway. I wonder if they put up good deals or anything like that.
No, they just say what's going on that day. But
oh,
you can follow anybody on Twitter now. Like any restaurant or any place. So it's
Subway.
But what's her name? Alyssa Milano has a huge following. Mm-hmm. And Her sitcom ended up, it got canceled, but she was trying to save it through Twitter.
Mm.
And the guy that produced her show is a friend of mine, so he wanted me to go over to her house and be there to help, you know, to help everybody out. But I didn't really get to meet her, like she didn't really talk to me, and then I got lost. lost in her house.
In the house?
Yeah.
Wow, it's that big?
It's really big. I got lost.
But she's kind of a biatch, right? Or a little bit of a...
Well, I mean, I don't want to say that. I'm just... I was just surprised because I came over mainly to help my friend that produces the show. But I guess I didn't introduce myself either. So she probably didn't know who I was. But I was in her house.
Yeah. Well,
that's fun, Tracy.
That's a big deal, I guess. You can write a book on that.
No, but she was kind of like pointing to the other room, like to the other room.
Yeah.
She like pointed.
But she's very tiny. She's very, you know, thin.
I'm so over that. Eat a damn sandwich. I'm so tired of everybody being like, she's so skinny. I mean, I'm like, guys, I'm not that skinny. No, I'm just playing.
Well, no, I tried to do that cayenne pepper
the lemonade. The lemonade.
Oh, yeah. The what's it called?
The lemonade.
No, it's got like, got a name. It's got a name to it.
It's the Master Cleanse.
Master Cleanse. Thank you.
But I think it's just a form of starvation.
Yeah,
really.
It is.
That's
it
all people are doing. But my friend told me, just drink two of the drinks a day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's only 100 calories.
Yeah, that's crazy.
She's like, yeah, this should be enough. She's like, shut up and drink it. Be great.
But I'm very, very thin herself, so I'm just saying I was, you know, really dizzy and angry.
Yeah.
So it didn't. And then I just ended up eating ice cream.
Yeah. No, I think depriving yourself is not a good way to lose weight.
No.
Because you're just going to end up binging, you know, because you get tired of it.
Yeah, deprivation just isn't my thing, man.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work. It doesn't stick.
Yeah.
It doesn't stick.
No, it doesn't. It really doesn't, you know? And, you know, and even on the Master Cleanse, you know, I mean, it's just like you'd lose, you know, 10, 20 pounds, and then you'd put it all back once you... Because you can't stay on it forever.
It all goes to your right arm, so you lose it, and then you're walking around with one big-ass thigh on your arm, and people are like, what happened? It was a master cleanse.
Came all back.
But you have to drink salt water or something.
I did it for 5 days, and you do this thing where, like, at night, which I didn't do it properly, but you do have, like, a laxative tea at night, just to kind of, you know, just kind of like, you basically take this stuff called Smooth Move, and it's supposed to kind of like basically break it all up down there and get it ready, and then you down, like, I mean, a gallon of warm salt water that's got to be like a certain kind of salt. You drink it, and it, like, literally somehow the salt doesn't really absorb, it just goes straight through you, so then you're just having, like, not fun. And but drinking warm salt water, I cannot tell you how unnatural and how much you want to throw up. It's not just disgusting. There's like it's disgusting, but your body has a weird reaction to it's like your body doesn't want salt water. So you're drinking it and you really feel you have a lot of gag reflexes. It's really hard. It's just the worst thing. I mean, if you're doing it for the cleanse part, possibly it could be good for you. I did it for 5 days, and then I didn't go crazy, because if you don't literally eat food for 5 days, which isn't that long, but it was actually weird to swallow. It was hard to swallow.
Really?
I mean, it was. No, I mean, I put like, I think I had like some chicken and some beans or something.
She doesn't swallow that much, so it's not a big deal.
Anyway, it's hard to swallow my food. Nasty
yes.
people. Anyway.
I don't want to. Yeah. I have a dirty mind. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Anyway, so yeah, forget the Master Cleanse. Just go to freaking McDonald's. Get their smoothie fit. They're smooth and fit yogurt, whatever it is.
Yeah, anyway, it didn't work out. It didn't work out.
Well, you know, I used to think L.A. was like the only, like, really, you know, anorexic conscious society where people are always talking about their calories. So on my vacation, I was like ready to get away from this bullshit and tear up the food town and have fun and, you know, drink and barbecue and everything.
God knows you did.
And I did. Thank you, Sam. Anyway, I did. And that was rude. You make it. Anyway,
why?
You're like, uh-oh. God knows you did.
Because you said you did.
You're right. Okay.
Okay.
Anyway, so I went back to Texas, and all my brothers, his friends, my aunt, they're all talking about their calories. And I had to say, guys, I need you to shut it up right now. I said, I just left L.A. so I can have fun and be around fat people and enjoy myself. And you are screwing that up right now. You are screwing it up. I just want to relax and be around people that don't care about their looks. And why are you doing this to me when I'm trying to have my potatoes? Yeah, it was just like, it's everywhere now. Everybody.
Oh, I know. My Facebook status after I did the diet said, I don't need Mel Gibson. I've been beating myself up all day.
Terrible. Man, what do you think's going to happen with that? It's not.
No, but he knocked her teeth out, right? Do you guys know that?
It's alleged, right?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Tell us anyway.
I just think everybody's talking about him being racist and everything, but nobody's mentioning that he knocked her teeth out.
Did he really knock her teeth out?
Yeah, she went to the dentist. She told the dentist about the abuse.
Really? That's interesting.
Did you guys?
If I got knocked,
you guys. That just brought you guys to dead silence.
Oh my gosh! If somebody.
It's not a nice topic, but I'm just saying you know. I'm surprised that nobody's talking about that, but I guess.
Yeah, you know, well, I know that there's a lot of, like, we discussed how, you know, they're discussing some of it in the rant that he is, you know, but they're alluding to it, so it's hard to tell if it really happened.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know about the dentist thing, but that's pretty outrageous. I can't say what I would do until you're in that situation, but for, you know, humor purposes and for me to look like a badass, if that happened to me. Oh my God, he better run. He better not fall asleep in front of me. He better not, you know, like, turn a blind eye. Uh-huh. He better not, you know, be in a shower too long. I mean, it would be awful. And I wouldn't fix my teeth right away because, you know what?
She shouldn't have fixed her teeth.
I'd have been like smiling every time, be like, I love you. Like, I would have been like freaking him out. Yeah. Like, give me a kiss.
Yeah, you're married to a toothless whore.
Yeah, I'd be like leaving blood on my face and stuff, being like, hey, baby. Like, I'd want to freak him out, you know, all the
time. Yeah, that's true. If this really happened, why isn't there any photos or anything like that? Like, why?
Knocked her teeth.
I don't think it happened.
You think she's making it up?
I think we would have known by now.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of hard.
I think they would have publicized it, yeah.
Well, allegedly, you know, he had hit her. They were kind of talking about it because he said something like, you deserved it or something in the rant. But, you know, it all comes down to, you know, the context and if that really happened. I mean, definitely the guy's got anger issues, but I don't think he has a violent past is the difference. I mean, you know, maybe anti-Semitic, maybe racist, but has he physically hurt people, you know? And that's something we can't really find evidence or it's not surfacing. So I don't know. I don't know. But it does make me, anytime I think I've flipped through some channels and I've seen some of his stuff on TV, and I just keep flipping, you know. Just,
you don't like his movies?
No, I do. The thing is I'm not really somebody that punishes the artist because of their personal life. Usually, right. I can kind of go, you know what, this person's art is good and it stands alone.
Right.
But it's hard for me to believe him now because he had a movie that just came out, I guess a few months ago.
Edge of Darkness.
Mm-hmm,
In fact, I have it at home waiting to be watched.
Are you gonna watch it?
Probably. It looked like a good movie, yeah. The preview. Although
I thought for sure you'd be like anti-Semitic.
Yeah, I mean, because I made a decision not to see his movies anymore. But I don't know, for some reason, I
didn't stick.
Sometimes when someone gets that much publicity, people will watch them. Like,
yeah.
That's the sad part. Is it's like Chris Brown. People still.
Yeah. I thought his music dropped dramatically. Well, as far as
well,
like the radio.
I think it did, but people are still. I don't know. I just think.
Do you think that Rihanna song is about him? Eminem and Rihanna song?
Have
you guys heard that?
I don't know the song.
Oh, she says, she goes, well, her hook in her hook, you know, her little chorus bit is, just go and stand there and watch me cry. It's okay because I like the way it hurts or something like that. And she's just like, just go and stand there and watch me burn. It's okay because I love the way you lie or something like that. And then you've got Eminem. He's rapping and he's talking about, have you ever loved somebody so much and you can barely breathe when you're with them? And he's talking about just the intensity of being in love. And then you kind of have problems and you lose it and you get to a place you never thought you'd be with that person and trying to reconcile it. So it's a really great song. But I wonder, you know, it's Eminem's rap, but she's singing the hook. And after everything she went through, I wonder if it's that internal, you know, struggle of, you really love this person, but they've, like,
yeah, it's possible.
Burned
it's possible.
You so bad.
I need to, now I need to find that song.
Just go and stand there and watch. Just look it up. It's good.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
What you just sang?
Well, it's better than that. I'm playing, but you know what I'm
saying? Oh, okay. I've heard the song before.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good jam. We're all a good
jam. Do you guys
jam.
Watch Jersey Shore?
Is the new when does the new season come
that
out?
That just sounded very Canadian. I was like, do you guys watch Jersey Shore?
Jersey Shore? Sure, I watch the Jersey Shore. I wanna see the new season. When's it come out?
No, I've never seen
You've
it.
You've never seen it? Oh,
no.
Tracy, you are missing out on some quality TV.
But I told you do you guys want to hear my other Hollywood Minute joke?
Yeah, I want to hear it. What?
Sure.
it's so stupid, but I just say, it's a silly joke, but I just say the cast of Jersey Shore is going to guest star on the vampire series True Blood.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. That's not true. I just made it up for the joke.
Okay.
Right.
But, you know, it turns out when, you know, Snooki gets bitten, but instead of blood coming out, it's grease.
Yeah, they're
yeah,
they're
I guess
hysterical.
You have to be. You have to know the show, I guess, to laugh at it.
Well, they do you see? Have you seen the show? They like,
no,
grease
I haven't
their
seen
hair.
The show.
They, okay,
oh,
well,
man.
They...
See, that's the thing. I mean, when you tell a joke like this, you have to assume that people know about the show, you know? So maybe
true.
You want to joke about more popular shows.
But it is the most popular
one
show.
Of those.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, my friend.
Sam, you just aren't watching the right stuff.
Yeah, I guess I would have missed the joke completely, but I'm not representative of the population out there, so who knows?
My friend is a guy in the paparazzi. He put an ad on Craigslist saying if you see a celebrity...
Let
to
him
text him, and then he takes their picture.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't made any money off it. Like I'll say, oh, I saw Jodie Foster, and he says, oh, she's not worth anything, and she threw something at me last time. But he told me that none of them are making money now unless they take pictures of the people from Jersey Shore. Like they're the most popular.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Wow.
You can get $2,000 a photo. And then for celebrities, the only ones selling right now are the ones either, you know, in a small bathing suit or with with kids.
Now, is that a reality show?
Yes.
It is. So what, it's showing people in New Jersey?
No, it's these people that come down to New Jersey, to the New Jersey shore that are Italian for the most part, and they call themselves Guidos and Guidettes, and they're kind of making fun of that whole stereotype, but they kind of fit the stereotype.
Yeah,
but they're really funny. They've got extreme personalities, and you know, there's something really kind of likable about them, but they kind of are train wrecks, some of them.
Yeah.
And they just go down and party and get in crazy fights.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you just have to watch it. We don't want to bore everybody if they haven't seen the show. But
yeah, it sounds boring to me. But
it's not. No,
no, it's not. That's the thing is when I do this thing, I have to find the most popular shows going on right now.
Right. Yeah.
And those were the two.
Right.
The True Blood one, which I've only seen a couple times.
Oh, I love True Blood.
Yeah.
And Jersey
Shore. Suck a Stark House.
Have you watched Big Brother at all this season?
No, I just have too many
brain cells for it. I mean, I'm like having a blast with
this show, really?
Yeah.
My friend Lacaris, he gets into it. He will get so emotionally invested.
Oh, really?
He'll be like, who's that bitch? Get her out! Get her out! He's like, where are you at? Girl, come on over. We got Big Brother on. We'll pause it.
It just sucks you in. It's such terrible television. But
yeah.
You know?
I watch Wife Swap.
Really? Yeah.
Have you ever seen that?
Yeah, I've seen Wife Swap.
I haven't seen that, but actually I saw like bits and pieces of it.
Yeah, they swap a wife and basically, you know, you see the families clash. Which one did you watch recently?
It's the best show I've ever... I tape every episode.
Are you serious?
I'm addicted to it, yes.
Wife Swap?
It's the best show on TV. Because they'll take two extreme families and, you know what I mean? They'll have a somebody that lives in a carnival and then a very, you know...
Yeah.
Religious conservative family, and then they'll switch the
right.
moms.
It's like fish out of water. It usually works very well in movies.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Wife Swap. I can't say that's my favorite flick, but.
But then you see them change. Like they spend more time with their children, and they learn a lot.
Yeah.
And then they,
I know. No, it's a sweet movie as far as that transformation goes. It's a sweet movie.
Mm.
But it kind of reminds me of things like TLC. Hallmark and what's that other one? Lifetime. So anytime I go back home to Texas and I'm staying with my aunt or my aunts, because my other aunt lives next to her, they'll be like, "Oh, what are we watching for? What are we watching on TV show tonight?" I'm like, "I can't do Lifetime, guys, or Hallmark." And they'll just it's the same damn show. It's like somebody lost their child, somebody's losing a husband, and they've got to fight to get them back, or they got to escape some marriage. And I'm like, the estrogen is. It's like a big estrogen fest. I can't handle it.
I love it. I love it.
Oh, I can't handle it.
They had a movie the other night on called She Woke Up Pregnant. She was at the dentist. I guess the dentist. It's not funny, but the dentist had sex with her.
And she didn't know it?
And then she didn't know. And then it's called She Woke Up Pregnant. But most of the movies, you know, the title gives it away. Like My Stepson, My Lover.
Oh my gosh.
Believe you don't watch it. I love it. I mean.
Oh my gosh. She Woke Up Pregnant. That sounds like a good title. That sounds like a
But it's very male bashing. I'm sure you don't watch it, Sam. I don't know if your wife
No,
watches
I would enjoy that, but.
Sam's pretty open.
I like
it's
shit. Like
the guy. Yeah. There's always a bad guy, you know, in every single show.
Well, really? you have to have tension, you know. Anyway, we got a call here from someone who we haven't talked to in a while, so let's see. Good morning. You're on the air with Sam and Kara. Who is this?
Hey, it's TJ.
It's TJ McCormick. Good morning to you, TJ.
Good morning, buddy. I miss you. I miss you guys.
Man, we've missed you so much. I
Man,
can't even tell you.
Do you miss California? No.
Not at all. I miss a very tiny number of people in California, and one of them is my dear, dear buddy Sam, and you, Kara. Thank you guys for being there. And I'm looking forward to starting back up on Monday.
Oh, that's
exciting. That is cool. Yeah, TJ does. A show from 7 to 9 every morning, and TJ used to be in Angelino, but not anymore. Now he's back east. And
yeah,
but you're in your element. Family. You're a Los Angeles hating man, but you were I mean, you were tolerating it, trying to change it all, and then you're back in New York. And how is it? How does it feel?
Oh, it's fantastic. It's absolutely you know what? This is funny. This is typical TJ. It's rained for at least a few minutes just about each day I've been here, and I've loved it. Mm-hmm. I've loved it. Right now it's getting cloudy, and it's probably going to rain this afternoon, and I can't wait.
Yeah.
And you know, it's really just brilliant. I'm going to have pizza tonight while I'm watching the Yankee game.
Ah.
Oh, I mean, oh my God, you know?
It didn't take you long to get back into the groove there. Huh?
Are you happy with the amount of cops you're seeing?
I am seeing plenty of police officers. I feel like I'm being watched, which is the way you should feel when you're an American citizen. Feel like somebody's there watching out for you. I've been in Manhattan 3 or 4 times, and each time, you know, you can't make a left or a right without bumping into a cop, and it's a good feeling. And, you know, right here in our backyard, I've got deer and little red foxes.
Wow.
As opposed to bottle collecting, dumpster diving illegal aliens.
There you go. Wow. That's quite a difference.
Tell us how you do.
It is.
What part of town are you in?
We're in Westchester County, and it's about exactly an hour north of Manhattan.
Oh, cool.
Right up the road, right up the train tracks, and it's perfect. You know, it really is gorgeous. There's lakes and rivers and everything. Hey, but listen, you know, I was listening to what you guys were talking about, because I hate when people just call me and they don't know what I'm talking about. I'll be talking about, you know, a Republican congressman, and somebody will call up wanting to talk about you know, the benefits of yoga. And but I wanted to say, you know, I got to say, one of my guilty pleasures is Jersey Shore.
Oh, man. Really? Tell us how you feel, TJ. I want to hear it.
You don't Here's like wife thing. Swap? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, no. Well, wife swap is kind of... by the way, who are you?
This is Tracy McDonald.
That's Tracy.
I'm Tracy McDonald.
She's a friend of the show.
You haven't heard of me? Okay.
Hello, Tracy. No. I've heard of you as opposed to, like, that other guy, damn, you never know who those people were. Hey, let's fill the room with five people you never heard of. Let's make a radio show. Yeah. Anyway, so listen, wife swap, I like, it's basically, but it's always the same formula. There's somebody pretty well-to-do and white trash.
Yeah.
Somebody pretty well-to-do and white trash, and let's see how the white trash lives. And, you know, it is pretty cool formula, and it does do well. But here's my thing when it comes to Jersey Shore. I got to say, I think Snooki is sexy as everything.
Woo! I want to hear this. How is she sexy? Let me know.
I don't know. She's just a trampy little thing with huge cans and the fake tan. I mean, look, I wouldn't want a relationship with the girl, but like back in the day when I was like, you know, single guy doing stand up, oh my God, I would have had a laser to that girl.
You'd give it to that tramp, huh?
Oh my God,
you kidding me? Are you kidding? No, really. I don't know what it is, man. I find her really sexy. And that J-Wow girl is like, geez. See, now, between the two of them, I'd go for Snooki over J-Wow.
J-Wow, when she talks, though, and she's got, you know, she always sounds like a real haggard, like, 48-year-old woman that's had five divorces and she's still bartending. So she'll be like, she's got a pack of cigarettes and she's, like, packing them, like.
Yeah.
And then she's like, yeah. I just, if a girl's gonna step up to me, well, I'm gonna go fuck her up, packing her cigarettes and like her mascara's down to her chin. I'm like, girl, you need a remake over. But yeah. I mean, but I like the heat, I like the entertainment value, and I think it's hysterical that you're actually attracted to these people. But there's probably more people like you that you're gonna help give a voice to.
What do you mean?
Like, there's probably more guys out there that probably are super attracted to this type of girl.
They're not admitting it.
They're not admitting it because it's fun to kind of make fun of it, you know?
Yeah, exactly why I frame it as a guilty pleasure, you know? You'll find, like me, my guilty pleasures are, like, I don't like musicals at all, but I'm a sucker for The Music Man.
Uh-huh.
Like, the original with Robert Preston, if that movie's on, I'm watching it. I like some of the decorating shows. I definitely have my quasi-fag things that I enjoy, and I have my quasi-stupid mindless things that I enjoy, like Snooki.
Yeah.
Like
Snooki.
See, I'm a fag that would love to bang Snooki.
I love your accent, by the way.
Thank you very much.
It's
Thank
very
you. I made it up.
Sexy.
Do you think that this whole...
Is it? Oh, wait. Are you serious?
Yeah, it's really... I love... My weakness is men from like Boston or New York. Their accents and their you know, Boston.
It is.
Men.
It's a nice. It's a nice accent. I like it. It's kind of like it's kind of rough and tough. They could be total wusses.
Yeah. Well, you know, listen. Next time you ever come out in the East Coast, I'll make sure I buy a cup of coffee and.
You'll have somewhere to stay with TJ and his wife.
Ixnay on the Ife way. You just stay with TJ. Don't worry about it. We'll find place.
Don't worry about it. Maybe the reason you're attracted to Snooki too is because of that East Coast thing. Because is she a little?
Yeah.
It's probably that. Like kind of like you know the guy that I was dating for a long time. We had on the Real Housewives of New Jersey, and he's like, I love that accent on a woman. And I was like, really? Because I don't think it's pretty.
Yeah.
And he just says it drives him crazy. Like, hey, what are you doing? You talking to me like that? You want to get an attitude with me? Like, he loves that shit. It's like
you got to remember, I'm Canadian, right? So I'm used to guys being like, hey, do you got a smoke? You know, how's it going, eh? Or I live in Gaytown where it's, you know, gay men. So when I hear a guy from New York or Boston, it's just...
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm feeling
it makes
that.
Me
We're here for you, sweetheart. We're here for you.
There you go.
Hey, hey, Sammy. By the way, how do I sound come across on this thing? Is it a half decent?
You sound
connection?
Pretty good. Yeah, we'll have to talk about that because you sound a little loud because you know you're naturally loud. So, so maybe.
So what are you talking about?
So you might have to move the microphone a little farther.
Okay, I get you. And so how are things back there? I heard there was this big explosion today. What the hell happened?
Where?
Well, we just kind of woke up. TJ, can you
over in downtown? It's all over the news here. It's in just south of downtown. There was a massive explosion at a commercial building. Somebody was killed, and like people were thrown out the windows by the explosion. It was huge.
Really? Wow.
See, only breaking news on Sam and Karen in the morning. Yeah. Obviously, we're gonna get on that probably by 3 days from now.
Yeah.
You know, we'll be on it in 3 days. We'll be like, hey, did you guys hear?
Yeah, we'll catch up with today's newspaper. You know.
Yeah.
We didn't hear about that at all. I'm surprised. But a few less people in LA, no big deal, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Sam, say you're sorry for saying that.
No, you don't have to say sorry to nobody. Not Sam.
Yeah, that's me, man.
Well, TJ, we miss you, man. Are you enjoying? So you obviously enjoying yourself there and stuff.
Right? I am. Look, I mean, it is. Listen, it's been very stressful. You know, moving is very expensive. You know, we're still a lot of people who listen to the show and your show who know me know that you know we're going through this awful time. I'm trying to sell our Los Angeles house, and that's still not settled. Mm. So, you know, there's a lot of unsettled, unfinished business surrounding this move east. Right. But in the end, it's what's meant to be because our little girl Millie is absolutely just. She's exploding. Her verbiage, her vocabulary has just like quadrupled since she's been here with her cousins and her grandparents. And there's just so many more people interacting with her. And this is the place to be for her. She needed to be around family.
Yeah,
she needed to be at East Coast. Yeah. She really knew she needed to get back to her roots, huh?
Yeah, exactly. And it turns out she loves Dunkin' Donuts coffee. And
cool. That's cute.
You know, so
I love that name, Millie. What an adorable name for a child.
Isn't that perfect?
She's an adorable.
Oh my gosh, that's adorable. I love her already.
That's a miracle child right there.
Aw.
Hey, listen, I don't want to keep you. I jumped in on your show. I just wanted to say hey, and I love you.
No, we love you calling. Don't apologize.
Call every day. You're fun.
You're cool.
LA Talk Radio is where it's at, and I'm coming back on Monday.
So you're starting Monday, huh?
Starting Monday, and we're going to have our usual, we're going to have Tracy Davis on Monday, going to have a few other guests. I've been accumulating more and more contacts, so the shows are going to be better and better. And then towards the end of the summer, we're going to be expanding an extra hour to the show. That's another thing we're looking forward to doing. And onward and upward, bigger and better. And also, I'll let you know when I decide to actually start reaching out to taking down Johnny Dam. We're just gonna finish that.
Yeah,
before it gets started.
I don't know why I'm so obsessed with it, but I am.
I know it's funny.
You know what? Here's what it is. Here's the difference. Here's where it all went wrong. Yeah. We don't have to go into all the specifics. Everything was fine. It was weird, but it was awkward. But at least it was relatively respectful at the end. And then when he goes on his website and puts down shows on LA Talk Radio for no reason whatsoever. What he did was unprofessional, immature. It's not something you do as a broadcaster, as a professional. You don't crap on the place you came from that made you, that gave you the opportunity to, well, made him. I mean, whatever it is that he is, you know, some place that was your home for 2.5 years that gave you everything. Then you go and shit on him like that.
Yeah.
And you know what, Sam? I'll put it this way. If he had just shit on you, I would have more respect for that because you were the person that he was doing business with. He goes and shits on people he's never met before, people who do different shows on LA Talk Radio.
Yeah,
and that is wrong.
That is wrong.
That's why I'm going to make it my mission to shit on him.
Yeah, well, you know, I think the best thing is to totally ignore it, but I'm fascinated with it, you know, how someone can be so, you know,
well,
so...
Sam, have you seen who the other hosts are?
Yeah.
Sam, the biggest joke about his show is that he would put three other people you never heard of. You never heard of the host, and here's three guests you never heard of.
Yeah.
So here we are. We're going to do a show that you're never going to listen to again. So what does he do is now he takes these people who can't who do terrible radio, all three of them four of them in a room together, and now they all have their own shows. Mm-hmm. It's just going to be an absolute joke. It's definitely the only thing that makes it worth our time is the way he shit on everybody after he left. That's the only reason why it's worth our time. And listen, man, we're better.
You're right.
We're bigger.
Right.
We're stronger. We're smarter. We're funnier than him. And you know what? Here's something else too. I like how he calls himself veteran comedian Johnny Damn. Again, anybody out there want to tell me if they ever heard of Johnny Damn? Anybody at all want to tell me if they ever heard of Johnny Damn as a comedian? No. I was a comedian for 24 years. I played Las Vegas, Atlantic City. I did cruise ships. I played in England. I played all over the world. I had an incredible career. I shot pilots. I shot films. I never once heard of this douchebag, ever once, okay? And the reason for that is if you spend 3 minutes around him, you realize he's actually not a funny human being.
Yeah.
So that's why you never heard of him as a comedian.
Yeah, right.
He's dead to me. He's dead to me, and he's dead to all of us. We're going to get him, Sandy. We're going to get him.
That's okay. I don't know who you're talking about.
Tracy doesn't know who you're talking about, but that's
okay. Exactly my point!
That is his
point. I didn't hear what the name
yeah.
was.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
It was an asshole that was here on the stage.
I feel like you guys are having, like, guy time right now. Like,
yeah.
This is like the testosterone.
Okay, TJ, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read to them real quick what he wrote on his website.
Oh,
and
you know, you give him more you give him more PR, though.
I know.
More, when you
I
talk
know,
about
that. No. Here's the thing. Listen, remember, you know, and I even said this to Sam. I said, you know, listen, it's one thing. Yeah, you can look at it as, oh, we're going to give him too much attention. Here's the thing. If people in the middle of, like, say if I decide to go on a tirade about him during my show, if people go, wow, I wonder who he's talking about, and they go and they, like, Google and they maybe find him, they're going to listen and they're going to hear exactly what it is that I'm telling them, and they're going to go, oh, my God, that does suck. Who the hell is he to be making fun of other people?
Right, yeah.
That's the whole point. It's not like we're going to be turning people on to something really good that they're going to listen to.
Yeah. Well, you know? Yeah, I mean, pretty much what he said is he decided that he didn't like being surrounded by homogenized, boring talk radio shows. So that's what he called this, Kira. I'm sure you didn't listen to what I just said.
Okay. Double homogenized, boring. He doesn't register.
He was talking about us. You know that.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing, guys. I mean, I don't take it personally because you know what? You know, cream rises to the top. Talent rises to the top. You don't have to get into wars with it. You just, you know, you'll let him fall by the wayside. If he's good, let him be good. If he's not good, then just let him fall away. I mean, at the end of the day.
No, absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
At the end of the day.
But you know what? If someone insulted you after you've given him everything.
I'm not saying you don't have the right.
You invited them to your
yeah,
home.
And I'm not saying you don't have the right to be upset. I just mm-hmm. think, like, overindulging in it only gives him a bigger voice, and the reality is
it doesn't.
Nobody knows him. You know,
then let him
you
be,
know,
let
TJ,
him be,
nobody
let him
at
be.
The station even knew he was gone because nobody knew he existed. But that's okay.
I just think that I'm not saying you don't have a right to be angry, and I'm not telling you how to handle it. I'm just saying, for me personally, it doesn't register on my radar. It doesn't anger me. I don't have the same history, and
right.
And I don't. I mean, it's not going to make or break me. And you know, I mean, he could go around.
You know what?
I mean?
Let me take it a step further. You're a part of the LA Talk Radio family. By default, you should be pissed off at this guy.
Yeah.
Well, the way I handle pissed off is obviously different than the way you guys handle it. So that's in-house debate. But I'm not defending. I'm just saying, you know, do I want to spend a whole portion of our show talking about somebody? You know what I mean? That I think only propels it, and personally, is what I think.
Yeah, well, you know, a traitor is a traitor, and you got to call him as you see him. TJ,
exactly.
Thanks so much, my friend.
Hey,
TJ.
Listen, man. Yeah. Sammy, let me say the total exact opposite of what that piece of shit said. You are a guy who had a vision. You have a vision. You have stuck to your guns. You have been creative. You have thought outside the box and every other cliche you can apply to this. You're a guy who decided to do something different and take internet radio into the mainstream. You've done it. Other people have tried. Other people are trying. Nobody comes close.
It's true.
You and me against the world, buddy. We are going, and Greg and the rest of the Mount Rushmore of LA Talk Radio. We are going to bury everybody else. We are mainstream internet talk radio. We say what we want. Just like
go.
The slogan says.
Amen.
And you know what, man? It's all because of you. You started it, and you are seeing it through. And I thank you for being there and starting this whole thing and allowing me to experience all that I'm experiencing.
Well, thank you very
you're
much,
Sam Hassett,
TJ.
And you're the best.
You've
I love
made
you,
my day, man. All right, TJ. All the best to you.
Thanks,
I hear
TJ.
Your daughter in the background.
Love
she probably
yes,
wants
there
daddy.
She is. All right. And Tracy, just come on by anytime. Wear something small.
Wear something small. Thanks, TJ. Be good.
TJ, bye-bye. Have a great
love
weekend.
Bye-bye. God bless.
That's TJ McCormick every weekday, 7 to 9 in the morning.
Listen, I want to get one thing straight for you.
Interesting.
Yeah, he's very excited and very, very fun and he's passionate. I respect it. I don't want to be strong-armed into having to get into a battle. I mean, you know I have an allegiance clearly to you. Mm-hmm. And, fill in the blank how much you have to kiss your ass to keep my job. Just let me know. But the reality is
you got
to
do more than that.
Yeah, but you know I adore you. I just don't want to have to, fight. I'm not invested. I'm not involved.
But no, but TJ is really bothered by it,
and
he knows
fine.
That I am, and that's
and
why
he loves
he
you, and he's defending
up,
you.
Know?
He loves you. He's defending you, and he is hurt and raw and upset by what happened to you. I guess I don't have all the story because we don't really talk about it that much,
right?
And
because it doesn't.
But I don't want to be. I don't want to be feeling like I have to make some pick some. I mean. I'm not even looking at it as some side I have to pick. I just don't want to have to jump in and start bashing somebody, you know?
Yeah. You don't have to. You just sit and you listen.
Okay. Go, Sam! Go, Sam! Don't worry. I love you.
We are out of time. I just wanted to let everybody know that Ellen DeGeneres is going to leave American Idol.
She is, yeah.
And,
they think the show's going to flop now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right. Without her?
No, do you know how much they're drawing? Listen, they're still doing good in numbers. They're still doing good in numbers, but for American Idol numbers, they're doing bad.
Yeah, it's because Simon's leaving.
And they're thinking about getting rid of the show now because they're thinking about,
You need to
American
have Simon.
Without Simon, it's not American.
I mean, how awesome is it that man was the stabilizing just force on the show?
Yeah.
I mean, he just was the show.
Were they going to have Donald Trump instead of Simon now?
Oh, that would have been good.
Donald Trump?
Yeah.
I mean,
really?
Just his personality
is that what
would have
you
been
heard?
Great. But
I saw an interview just saying that I guess Donald Trump was asked. But I think he would be excellent. But I like Donald Trump. So.
Probably, yeah. Except he doesn't know shit about music, I'm sure.
No, I mean, I would.
But he's just.
It's more of just
fun to look at.
He's got to tell it like it is personality, but as far as expertise, I mean, no. I mean, and I think when you start just grabbing people because of their personality and you're putting them in a music industry, it does not legitimize the show. It starts to make it look like a circus act as opposed to Simon really was in the business. I mean, it's how he made his money.
Yeah. And on that note, we're going to wrap up. Everybody, be with us on Monday. Tracy, thank you so much. Good luck to
tonight,
both of you.
Downtown you. Comedy Club, Los Angeles.
Don't miss them. Two beautiful women being funny.
114 we'll West 5th Street, 90013, 9 o'clock. Be there.
Okay. So what's the name of the place again?
Downtown Comedy
Club. Downtown LA Comedy Club.
Okay. Sounds good. Everybody have a great weekend and see you on Monday.
Been listening to Sam and Kara in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and originates from the Los Angeles Talk Radio studios. For questions regarding the show or to learn more about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all correspondents to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Kara in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.